Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Atkinson, A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N, first name Ted, T-E-D, the date of birth, May 3rd, 1963, date of evaluation, September 16, 2024. The referring physician is Dr. Bradley. The chief complaint, 61-year-old African-American male who is seen preoperatively. The HVI, the patient is a 61-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the right hip, period. He stated that he had developed repetitive motion injury of the hip. He had subsequently bumped his hip approximately August 21 when he fell inside the bed of a truck, period. He had continued to work, period. He noted initial improvement, then his symptom of pain worsened, period. He had initially reported the injury October of 2021, period. He now reports pain. It was intermittently, pain initially was like a bruise, B-R-U-I-S-E. It was initially rated 6-7/10, period. However, pain has been progressive. He now reports bone-on-bone pathology, period. Pain currently is 8-9/10. It radiates to his back, period. He is further noting right knee pain, period. The patient denies any chest pain or apnea or PND, period. The past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, DJD. Thank you. Past surgical history, L3-4 fusion, neck number dental implant, neck number head trauma as a child, medications, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams PRN, nortriptyline, 10 milligrams HS, nortriptyline, 10 milligrams, take 3 to 5 tablets HS, naproxen, 500 milligrams PRN, multivitamin, 1 daily, insulin, 20 units daily, lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, he further reports that he uses the liver 3. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, unremarkable, social history. He notes the use of cigars, but denies cigarette use, period. He further reports marijuana gummies for sleep. He notes occasional alcohol use. Review of symptoms is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 168/109, pulse 90, respiratory rate 18, height 70 inches, weight 210.8 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The right hip demonstrates tenderness on extension, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 83 beats per minute, left with the axis, and otherwise unremarkable. The MRI of the hip without contrast, May 15, 2024. Severe right hip degenerative arthritis, small to moderate size. Effusion involving the hip joint, mild synovial proliferation. There is marrow edema which extends inferiorly into the right femoral neck and into the trochanteric portion of the femur. There is also extensive marrow edema in the medial acetabulum. There is tendinopathy in the distal, gluteal, and proximal hamstring tendons, mild to moderate degenerative changes in the left hip. The impression, patient is a 61-year-old male with history of diabetes and hypertension who presented for right hip evaluation following a work-related injury. He was felt to require surgery and is now seen preoperatively, period. His exam correction is musculoskeletal exam is significant for mild tenderness, period. He has decreased range of motion, period. The patient blood pressure is noted to be uncontrolled, period. I have started him on amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, period, awaiting laboratory results, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.